they found was his boots on the ground, boots on the ground.
And we're back. Taylor Report, CIT, 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. When I was wearing those boots, they were called boondoggers, and it wasn't fashionable. Anyway, I'm glad Tom Waits has joined in on this business. And I'm told that Massive Attack on their own is also excellent. So I hope people will listen to this stuff and pass it on. We have, of course, a man who talks about boots on the ground, Mr. Hegseth, who's come out of nowhere, all, you know, muscle between his ears. And he likes to say boots on the ground. The U.S. had a little rescue operation, and he called that boots on the ground. I got to tell him something. If you put boots on the ground, you're supposed to, if you win, the boots are still there. Those guys just raced in with a bunch of air cover and helicopters and fished a couple of people out of a hot spot and left almost all the equipment behind. So you have to kind of sometimes hold these guys to when they say silly little things about like boots that just remind them of the reality. We have kind of a nice phenomenon, and I hope everybody's following. The president of Mexico attended a progressive gathering of leaders, and Lula was there. Pedro Sanchez, prime minister of Spain, is setting a wonderful example. He has opened the Spanish embassy in Tehran and completely defying the Cold War and Western imperial logic of the U.S. and the British and others. And I don't know whether Mamdani got involved. I heard that he was going to give a video speech. Mamdani is the mayor of New York. I think by consensus, the most important city in America. And he is speaking out loudly and clearly against these attacks on the Islamic Republic. And it's very striking. I mentioned the name of Sheinbaum, president of Mexico, or should mention. She attended and was treated as really, I would say, the star of the occasion. For Doug Ford's information, she traveled by Mexican Airlines. The president of Mexico, who preceded her, a man of the people, nicknamed AMLO, he sold the presidential executive jet. He said, we don't need that. And here in Ontario, of course, we have what they call the gravy plane, a special jet provided for the premier. He's got it backwards, completely flying in the wrong direction with the people, everyone experiencing it's proverbial, out of every citizen's mouth, practically, they're saying, hey, prices are going up, jobs are at risk, and there's really ugly, there's debt issues and war threats. This is not the time to award yourself a little jet plane to scoot around in. The airspace, by the way, is narrowing because no one wants to travel south. And doing what the president of Mexico did, which is showing up at the airport of Mexico and being seen by people to travel that way and to be seen in the world as that kind of leader by example. We have the Trump leadership who accepted a several hundred million dollar plane for him personally from Qatar, I believe it was. And Saudi Arabia, they all give him things. You know, presidents are not, and premiers, by the way, are not supposed to accept gifts. And it's the easiest thing in the world to show that you recognize that you're in a popular democracy where the people have the final say, that you don't behave like you can ignore the people or live above them, which is the Trump way. Trump brags that he some monarchy buy him, the president of the United States, a plane. America, it's a disgrace to the American people that anyone could do that, because what he's saying is I can be bought, and when I'm bought, you're bought, would be the message. So it's a really wonderful thing that this conference happened. Please check it out. Look at Pedro Sanchez is a middle power, Spain, and verging on a great power, actually. But we have our prime minister is called Canada middle power, but the only other middle power that he seems to like is Finland. And Finland now is their leader, the prime minister, came and talked about Canada joining the EU. And here's where I'm going to make a pun. Carney could stub his toe, because Finland has been allowing Ukrainian drones to pass over Finnish airspace. And Canada has troops in the region. Those drones flying over Finnish airspace, according to the Russians, make Finland a target, potentially a justifiable target. And the country with whom Carney wants us to identify is the Finland of Mr. Stubb. So I'm going to say it again. He could stub his toe. This is dangerous territory. If you want to follow middle power, be like Spain, where the prime minister has moved, reopened the Spanish embassy in Tehran at a time when you have to, you know, people are rhetorical, but this is putting it on the line. Quite remarkable and should be applauded and emulated.